You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. My Jesus, you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised, amen. You are worthy to be praised, amen. You are worthy to be glorified, El Shaddai. You are worthy to be praised, amen. You are worthy to be praised, amen. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified, El Shaddai. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. 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 You are worthy to be lifted high. You are worthy to be lifted high. You are worthy to be glorified, El Shaddai. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy to be lifted up. Wadi alive, salivate le ruse, le kurida pate vio tanade, nele dio. My Jesus, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor. power and might, be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Singing amen. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Singing amen. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Ingariga dambe yogo suta biyaraba sekele barazaya. Ineke saliva radani yotunde le karibo tazi yodum. Meyo no kula lu nuku ike yabaya labo yudu. Saraya naki alivari dese yakare nahe. Hey, amoro kulu radeyo. Eyo marile marana u. Maya du na ke yeka. Neseli kulu talu. Yade kasi abadu elegasiu imata nuka rabasande kebesi gidi bili barabasai nili dala manate kezi lagado se kenuse revusa manke tulegosi bariada marivedos kene kavande le busi abalike. Leto zuza bila mahaya, inasande kipata ligradia, mademoso doko liborombo sakute balivrodoa, mabadaya gata bigoso godogo libragadizia, mani salivo arnake asite, mesado osonto kubengele vunsa kanaya, regasi peteli grudoste kiateli busiana, manangele urdu kavava, zetenza libro sevetu pezila, mezendo kulibra Basso Coteba, Madame de Gialia Vasson Catesibia, Monocundele Burga, Azavaza, Azavazale Cusevesiza di Cunumus in Cotuge Nigre, Reluske Budubusso Cundeli Bosuba, Mandacata Vedoguli Manicos Geligre, Macata Lio Tonoso Nomba, Maneke Ali Lucre, Covenant Keep. There is no one like you, Salamika New, Alpha no Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Will you join us this morning as we decree and declare, there is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. We declare this morning, Covenant keeping Father, El Shaddai, Lekuta Likra Biadia, the God that is more than enough. Abba, this morning we come with gratitude. This morning we come with praise. This morning we come with thanksgiving. This morning we come with joy, thanking you for the victory. Thanking you for the victory. Rasei kalasadaba nekwayo nakietele. This morning we come thanking you for the victory. Hey, sabarabalabalebedo sadabe lagavayo. Imana sambe de mekuya. Have a to look at the Ziva that they do, and the Messiah again, the Egelegini Garagarazio, Daya Gandadi, and the Sindelega Fiate, Le Cusi, Le Mewa do Busu, and the Macuabele, Lubasa, Batele, Kelisu, Deleve, Maranaki, and Delisi, and Delisiva, Lacarasaya, Marimusande, Megunan Sanda, Ragadan Safetale. Gadesilo baragadoste, metondo kuya ni atazale, nekesavesho nakaya, naramasi digidigi agala, napandolo kwana ni agalamo, indale krasi variagata, nekali edestalu uraku ududu udeikaya ugodule, nakwale sakarazuna. Randa di Borusek di Variala Vashara, Nengene Mesundeli Bukutugulu Guzamba, Menguan Denge Zankadia, Menaki Dege Yatadi, Negi Legacy to Lukumari, Ranzama, Ranza Ragia, Varadava Lagadi, Netsenakule Kuzayada, Warasi and Akayo Nukodo. Sabanazia de le Nequeiro Sole Aliaba Manda Zigede Ravadayo go gau gau sayada Nakayan don Saninko you to Lazi Raziara Masundo le Musea Makaira. Mahateve, manto kontolobosige, merivali ketedia. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I captive Rodosia. In Jesus' name we offer sacrifice of praise. In Jesus' mighty name we offer the sacrifice of worship. In the glorious name of Jesus, we offer the sacrifice of blessings. I want you to open your Bible this morning. It's the fifth of this glorious month, brothers and sisters, you cannot even count the minute anymore, because a day is like a minute. It just comes and it's gone. Will you know if the 5th of March, Mesetos Ikibar, Nevide, I want you to read with me, as the Father will anoint us afresh for divine intervention prayers. I'd like you to look at it. Pray with me right now. Let's go with your Bible to Luke 18. It is necessary to repeat a story that we can never delete from the Bible. What a woman. What a woman. What a woman. I want you to go with me to Luke 18, divine intervention. You know, the Lord told us why we were in that month called the second month, that between that week into March the 5th, it is with joy that I woke up this morning celebrating and thanking God. But here is what he wants us to look into. This is the 5th day, Emanoko. Luke chapter 18 from the Message Bible. Let's read. What a blessing. And anything Jesus says, brothers and sisters, he is not exaggerating, neither is he diluting the words. Listen to how serious he was trying to get your attention, my attention, and the attention of the people he calls his children. Luke 18, Message Bible, verse 1. As we dedicate this number of grace that is mapped everywhere in your body, my body, turn to the right hand, 5 fingers, turn to the left hand, 5 fingers, your legs, the same thing, but to Jesus Christ, the number 5, intateke pretus abanida, maligrosu, manananatia. He knew one day you'll ask, why are my fingers 5 this way and 5 that way? Because the number 5 is so precious and powerful that God had to tattoo it everywhere in your body, in my body. Are you in Luke 18? We're reading verse 1 from the Message Bible, Luke chapter 18. Here's what it says. Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus told them a story. Jesus told them a story. Luke 18, verse 1. I want you to see it with your spiritual eyes. It's the 5th day of this glorious month. Jesus told them, a story, showing that it was necessary. Did you hear that word? It was necessary. It was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. My brother, my sisters, hear this. Let me tell you a story. Why you should never quit praying. I think it was about 4 a.m. this morning, and I heard his voice. You can't quit now. It's not possible to slow down this prayer. I want the church to pray and intercede. Lekofari, and never quit. Never quit the divine intervention prayer. And Akuvale, Mesukulu, I'll tell you the rest. Let's read on. Anekuzada, Abiro Sopodia, it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. And never quit. Can you say with me, the devil's greatest enjoyment is to get you to stop praying, to begin to minister to your thought. I think I've prayed enough. Should I continue to pray? If the enemy can quench your prayer life, he has destroyed you. Just drive around. drive around from family to family, from home to home, from church to church, and see the churches that are dead and the people that are dead and the ones that have stopped praying. And we're talking about heavy duty intercessory prayer. He said to them in Luke 18:1, Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary. It was necessary. Do you know it's necessary to breathe? It's necessary for you to breathe in and breathe out, because if you stop breathing, and that is the kind of revelation I saw, that this is the time for the church. Adikuma atane ababaltu uzumala ekeluste foron kutamose. It is time for the church globally to pray. Talking about Christians anywhere, it says Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. Verse 2, he said, there was once a judge in some city who never gave God a thought. A judge in some city who never gave God a thought and cared nothing for people. That looks like Putin. And cared nothing for people. Verse 3, a widow in that city kept after him. My rights have been violated. Protect me, Aladuske, Medibariga Via. What a widow. I would like to see us shake hands with this widow in the by and by. Is that a widow in that city kept after him? My rights have been violated. Protect me. Verse 4, he never gave her the time of day. But after this went on and on and on, he said to himself, I care nothing what God thinks, even less what people think. What a devil. I care nothing what God thinks, even less what people think. Here's the strategy. Verse 5. Today is the 5th of this month. Verse 5. But because this widow won't quit badgering me. Better do something and see that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beating black and blue by her pounding. Talking about prayer. And Ekumama, the devil, Alisubregedia, met a widow. My rights have been violated. That's all she kept in heaven. My rights have been violated. Protect me. He never gave her the time of day. I'm reading verse 4. This is too much. This is to stir you up for prayer of divine intervention. The Lord wants us, if we do God, as we say, Bolosike Frate Kuzada, Mevigezite Lake Zunduka, Mesonson Camino, Rubelito Kuzia. That is Avanos and Emaculas Adamaria, Ilaceto Libaria. I repeat verse 5. It said, but because this widow, one woman, because this widow won't quit badgering me, I better do something and see that she gets justice. I better do something and see that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beating black and blue by her pounding in prayer. Verse 6, Then the master said, then the master said, then the master said, this master now is the Messiah. The Messiah who is telling the story said, then the master said, do you hear what that judge, corrupt as he is saying? Did you hear what that judge, corrupt as he is saying? Verse 7, so what makes you think God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people? So what makes you think, verse 7, so what makes you think? You see, the problem of everything I've read from verse 1, it's your thinking and my thinking. Some people say, well, I've been praying. We are praying enough. We promise not to pray again. But God says, what makes you think? Verse 7, so what makes you think? What makes you think God won't step in and walk justice for his chosen people who continue, that is the weapon, who continue to cry out for help? Won't he stick up for them? Here's where people miss it. I've been praying for 10 years. I've been praying for 15 months. I've been praying for 15 days. I've been praying for 9 days. And the devil counted. Don't you think 9 days is too long? It's enough. You're praying enough. Stop. No. 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 The Messiah said, so. Luke 18, verse 7. So, what makes you think God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people? Who continue? And this is where he dragged my attention, son. Who continue? Who continue to cry out for help? Won't he stick up for them? Verse 8, I assure you, he will. I assure you, he will. He will not drag his feet. But how much of that kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on the earth when he returns? This is the season he was talking about. Can you imagine Jesus saying this 2,000 years ago? 2,000 years ago and 2,000 years later. He said, when I return, will I find, look at the name he called it, persistent faith. Persistent. Oh, putting is still shelling. There's something still going on. But that does not move you and I. When you are called to the place of persistent prayer for divine intervention, it takes continuity to see. So many people stop halfway. They pray for something. They say, oh, I don't think it's going to work out. Let me stop praying. Let me just quit and rest. Maybe it's not the will of God. There's something from this story this morning. My God, I give you praise. Are you ready to write this down as we dedicate this fifth day? Number one, it's for you to know we have a powerful Father. When it looks as if, oh Lord, what's going on? Know that he's the most powerful Father. If the first truth you got to know when you are praying, this woman called the widow without her name for the sake of security, she knew something that if she does not stop praying, she will get the attention. It's called, number one, I know there is the most powerful Father ever, and he is not comparing himself to this wicked man who does not care nothing about God or care less about people. But when you know, when the devil tries to paint a picture, how much prayer can you offer? Can't you see you've been praying and it's not working? It's the devil that tells us that. Number two, you have persistent faith. The faith that refuses to quit. The faith that refuses. I'm talking about the faith that no matter what the devil does, you are telling him, I am not going to stop praying. That's what the Lord is injecting to us today. Even if you are the only one waking up every day and saying, Lord, there are not too many people here today. My friend is not here. You must not quit. While others are dropping like bags of potatoes, you are not supposed to quit. He said there must be persistent faith. She was alone. She didn't say, "What, my friend? Where am I going?" No, 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 no. There are people who will love you. I came alone today. Nobody to pray with me. Nobody is on the altar. I'm all alone. No, 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 no. She was alone. She was alone, but she knew that prayer works. But what kind of prayer? You must have persistent prayer. That's number three. A prayer that does not quit halfway. A prayer that does not say, now that I got everything I need, I don't need to pray. That's how the devil also deceives other people. You see, I got everything now. God has blessed me. Must I pray again? Yes! Because the devil does not quit disaster. And so this whole day, in the name of Jesus, we have the most powerful Father. Number two, we've got persistent faith. Number three, we've got to pray persistently, aggressively, until the last man, last woman, last child is delivered from the hands of the enemy. It is not the day to say, "Let me rest. Let me rest." We must not rest until the enemy is put to shame, black and blue, like you read in that story. Ikedos avadavaya, imarazindo, divine intervention. He said God will step in. He will step in for his chosen people. I love that. I love that. Please read this again because of time. He said, and he will step in, he will step in, he will step in, ananamakalizo. Undonobo Sokuda, verse 8, he said, I assure you, he will step in. He will not drag his feet. But how much of that kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on the earth when he returns? He is finding you and I. We will not give up, even if we are the only people praying. We don't care if others are praying or not. We don't care if others are sleeping and snoring. But we have been told the revelation. We have been given the assignment. We will not quit praying. Lord, the grace for persistent energy, the grace for persistent praying, the grace never to quit, the grace to weary out the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we receive right now that we will pray and pray consistently and never quit. We receive that oil today. We receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus to pray continuously, persistently, without the iota of doubt. Thank you for opening our eyes to help us see what one widow who trusts in the living Father can achieve. We give you glory for everyone on the altar this morning. The anointing to pray and never to quit, never to quit. We receive right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice with me as we use the day, my goodness, for fresh unction to stand in the gap. For those who are tired of life, those who are weary, you and I can never join everybody to be weary. Whatever it is you've been praying for, apart from the general global prayer we're praying, I want you to know, whatever you've been praying for yourself, he said persistent prayer, persistent faith to the most powerful Father will make it happen. Receive fresh oil now. Receive fresh grace as we dedicate today, even as we go around doing practical fasting, practical Christianity. Keep praying and keep praying, knowing that the Lord said he will not drag his feet. It's a war. It's a war. And we've got to do warfare in the spirit. If we win it in the spirit,
we will see the result on the earth. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. With this grace on you, say with me this morning, I will never quit praying. I will never stop praying. I can never stop praying because I know my Father answers prayer. Brothers and sisters, we don't look at what we see. We go by the instruction. This is one story you should read more than 100 times until your spirit man jumps out and catches what the Father is saying. Persistent faith brings everything we need from heaven down to earth. Receive grace as we use the rest of today to pray. I'll see you at 12. Pray without giving up or quitting. Answers are here in Jesus' name.